Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Soak Information Radio podcast. Today is Sunday, March 19th. It is 3 o'clock afternoon Pacific time, and my name is Hiro. I am alongside my faithful co-host, Ceres. Hello, Ceres.
Hello.
We are actually recording today's podcast at Woosday at Roadside Attraction on Tuesday
Live
night.
From Woosday, it's Woo! SIR.
So we are actually not on the 110th floor of the Soak Broadcast Studios as normal. We're actually in the basement of the Soak Broadcast
Studios.
No,
we're on ground floor right now, bro. Ground floor. We got our feet on the ground, totally grounded.
Totally grounded.
Totally grounded with gate.
We have an amazing episode for you today. We have our gate leads for Soak. Bubbles.
Hey, everybody.
And Nipple.
Hi, everyone.
Mr. Nipple. Is it Mr. Nipple?
Oh, no. Just Nipple.
It's Nipple, bro.
Is it plural Nipples?
Nipple.
Nope, just one of me.
Just one Nipple.
Just the one me.
But I am plural Bubbles, though.
Yes.
Plural not, with the bubbles.
Don't get those streams crossed.
Don't get that mixed up.
not Bubble.
Yeah, don't
and
cross
nipples.
The streams. Do not exactly. cross
we
the streams.
We got Bubbles and Nipple. And
not then, unless you intend to cross the streams.
As always, not a cop running the board.
For Zool.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for minding the ones and twos.
Oh, yeah.
So if it sounds a little bit noisy in the background, that's because it is. We're at Woosday. It's
because
a very
it's
lively,
Woosday.
Lively Woosday.
Yeah. This is exactly what Woos sounds like if you've never been to Woos. Sounds
and
like
why
a bunch
haven't
of people
you been
chatting
to Woos?
And having a great time.
Why haven't you been to Woos?
If you haven't been to Woos, then you should come to Woos.
Well, only if you feel like it. We understand that some of our group is a little bit fearful of coming to group situations. And we appreciate you, too.
Also, anyone under 21 can't come to Woosday.
Which we are currently working on a solution with another lead who is interested in this topic.
Yeah, we actually do have a Soak. We do have a Soak lead that's under 21.
Who's so, badass. Shout out to the Coco.
Coco parking lead. Well, okay, well, let's get into the interview here, guys. I appreciate you guys coming and making time. I know that you both have much, much better places to be. And, you know, this is something that we've been excited about having you on for a while.
Oh, Gate's always a good time, right, guys?
Gate.
Yeah.
So first thing that I think of when I think of Gate is Gopher Gate. So Gopher Gate.
Go for Gate.
What? Tell me about Gate. What's going on with Gate?
You said Gopher, though. I wonder, who is this Gopher?
I'm hearing that he's used to hearing you over the radio.
Go for Gate.
Actually, whenever I'm on the radio and I say Gopher Nipple, I'm always thinking of the small furry animal, Gopher
well,
Nipple.
Well, because you're important enough to say your name and not where you are in
sure.
Gate at this point, because you're a lead now.
Oh,
thank
no.
you so much for stepping up to that, by
Gopher
the way.
Nipple is a totally different thing than Gopher Nipple. That's a totally...
Gopher Bubbles also is a bit different.
Nipple Bubbles sounds great. Sounds great.
I'm seeing a new pattern here. We should just announce it. Gopher. Gopher. Gopher Nipple. Gopher Bubble.
See, and once someone decides that's their playa name, it will get thoroughly confusing.
Gopher is a great radio handle for Soak.
I will not be affiliated with any rodents.
I bet there is a gopher, actually. And
gopher,
shout
gopher.
Out to Gopher. You're doing it good.
Oh, no.
Gopher, if you're out there, please contact me. I definitely need you on my team.
So, slight backstory, I've actually done a lot of volunteering with Gate, and Gate recognizes me as one of them because Gate.
There's
once
black
you're Gate,
in that heart.
You don't go back. It's basically it. Like, you just always
that
have that
rhyme.
Flavor on you. Yeah. So, what is Gate?
Oh, so.
What does Gate do? And
Nipple
what can
has
an individual
something prepared.
Expect upon volunteering for the Gate component of our event?
So, actually, I kind of. When you were talking about you've done a lot of work for Gate, you're talking about Big Gate, the BRC Gate, right?
Well, I've done both gates, actually. The one that got me into the gate was Soak. And then I decided I was going to do Big Gate.
I'm coming the other way around. I've done more Black Rock Desert Gate and then come back. I'm actually returning lead. I was the DPW lead for years. Went away, come back. But to answer your question, like, what is Gate? We are...
It's kind of an ethereal question, actually.
Yeah, like what? Like when you look into your heart, like what do I see as what is Gate?
Do you want to get people in efficiently, quickly, and safely?
Ah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Then
that's
you
exactly
might be
what
gate!
I was about to say. Or I like also saying, like, are you the kind of person who goes to parties just to spend the entire night standing outside, then you might also be gay.
That's true. That
like
is how you know.
Standing out front of the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
no, I get
interested
that.
In who's coming and going, you might be gay.
You know what, though? I was so I live in Northeast Portland, and there's this entire thing, this pothole phenomenon. Maybe it's not just in Northeast Portland, but I think it's particularly affecting Northeast Portland. And
as a cyclist, I would agree with you there.
Like it's really fucking terrible. And what I've noticed is that the city is dropping cones. They're just putting cones in potholes in the middle of the side streets.
And if you want to know how to attract gate, just drop a cone.
And I'm just like, so I must have a little bit of gate in me because I drive by these things and I'm like, ooh, free cone.
Well, cone-splained. So to kind of add on that, I used to live.
Separate conversation for gate, actually.
I used to live on Gleason, and for a while this last summer, it was just entirely covered in delimiters and cones. And barrels. And
because of the bridge replacement.
Yeah, right. I lived right at the top. And I would go out at night and move those around.
Because they
would keep blocking off my driveway. So I'm like, oh, this is all wrong. So I just go out there and just shift them around.
Blessings upon you, Nipple.
I'm an educated professional.
You're gate lead.
You might be
You
Kako.
Obviously know where the cones go.
That's right.
Well, I like the idea of the city that just comes in and is like, well, let's just go ahead and put a cone in this pothole instead of putting asphalt in the pothole.
I think they want to play pool.
Well, that's too bad. We're using the space.
We might have to, wrap it up in 9 minutes. When it comes to volunteering for Gate, what would you say is an average shift expectation? For someone who's not come on as a shift lead, who is
the
volunteering
average
for you for the first
shift
time.
Expectation?
Yeah.
Our shifts are 4 hours, right?
What happens when you go to gate?
Well, wow, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Gate is the other four-letter word that you could go to. And
or a five-letter if you love gate.
Oh.
Anyway. We add a Y.
You have to add that Y
sometimes.
For those of you listeners,
we
do spell gate G-A-Y-T-E for reasons.
If you love gate in
reasons.
That way, you add the Y.
Exactly. We will turn you gay. And I will tell you why.
Do you guys have gate conversion therapy?
Yes, we do.
Oh, no. No.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't want to unconvert you from gate.
No, we will convert you to be gay.
Oh, it's conversion into gate.
Yeah, right.
Into gate.
And that would be what? Training? A training session?
There is a gate training session. And in fact, every willing gate volunteer is required to attend a training session.
Why?
It's mandatory.
Why? You can't just roll in and do gate? Why?
Because we are in a very, very important position of power.
VVIPP.
Exactly.
Very, very important position of power.
That's right.
Yeah, you know me.
So, okay, let's just say that, because I want to work gate at Soap this year. I really do. This is me being genuine.
Dude, do it.
I want to do gate.
It's really not that big a commitment if you want to do one.
I want to put you to work.
I'm volunteering. Yeah. I really want to volunteer at Soap. And how do I do this? How do I volunteer at gate?
Well, you have to, of course, fill out the Soak volunteer questionnaire and select gate.
And that is at soakpdx.com.
I think so. You guys are in charge of that.
So you fill out the volunteer. I did this. I know how to do it as I filled out SoakPDX. I did. Go check your volunteer forms.
Yes.
I
know.
I'm on there.
I'm joking.
I know. He totally did.
SoakPDX.com. You go fill out the volunteer forms. Then what happens to me? How do I get processed in to be a volunteer at Gate?
We are just about to start reaching out to all of our lovely volunteer squad, and our openings are dwindling at this point. So if you really want to get into Gate, you need to stick your hand up now because we're filling up our rosters. And
my hand is stuck.
That's because Gate is the best department to
Well, you guys have the best swag, and I'm a swag whore.
That's right.
You got the biggest swagger.
That is
biggest swagger in Soak.
That's how I got involved in Gate is, all the black t-shirts with the cool skulls and
crossbones. Yeah, the skulls and crossbones. I kind of need one of those.
Drew me
in.
And actually,
collection.
Gate kind of contributes to the design on that, correct?
Kind of.
kind of?
Yeah, there's a long history. We haven't really
there's
sourced
some discussion
ours
and group
yet,
agreement
but,
before the design goes out, which is kind of very democratic and something we're looking for right now in the world.
You're asking me in a way that it feels like
a
you know
bit
something.
Yeah. I'm gonna totally
is there some pandering?
But I don't know where you're leading me to. That's the thing.
Is there some pandering going on here? I'm not sure what I'm seeing.
Well, unlike other departments at Soak, Gate gets a special T-shirt that is designed within department, correct?
Oh.
And that T-shirt is black.
And
just
it's
so
black
everybody
and white.
Knows.
Usually
black.
Has some skulls.
Well,
probably
yes.
The number 13 there.
Doesn't
usually.
Like you're getting any information out of these people.
Which is also fun because this is our Superstition 13 year. So what is the unique draw for Gate? This might be more of a nipple question because he's definitely more like BRC Gate. What's the 13 about with Gate?
Oh, I'm...
Do you know the 13 with Gate?
You know this is being recorded right now, right?
Yes, and you can
and like
entirely say that's up to Gate. You have to be internet. Gate to know that.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't say anything that specific, but no, I mean, there's a lot of rich history that goes into that, but you can't just like cast it on the ground for the hoi polloi to.
And this is what I point out by being an ignorant person asking questions.
Oh, are you actually asking where the 13 came from?
I'm being an impertinent person. Where's the 13 from? Am I allowed to ask about that?
I was just being cheeky. I thought you knew. No, the 13 is actually goes back to the old radios out in the desert. The Gate was on channel 13 because it's scary.
So, by the way, that means this year is a lucky year for Gates.
I was so expecting him to say, like, they have to sacrifice 13 virgins every year.
That's not what we sacrifice virgins. We don't
virgins.
Actually burn a man.
Sorry, wrong event. Sorry, I'll leave now. Bye.
You keep your pagan rituals to your pagan rituals.
So, Gate. My kind of thought, without being an insider on Gate, I think I'm not a cop's not Gate, but you're Gate series.
I might be Gate.
You're Gate. I'm not Gate, and a large percentage of our audience, I don't know what it is, I couldn't even venture a guess, is also not Gate. But what does that mean? Like, I know that like you guys are the first people that we meet when we come to the event. We've read the survival guide. We've got our tickets in hand. We've got our water. We've got our everything ready to go. What happens next? I pull in, and then what?
So, if you want to come in, we're going to take a look. Soak is a private event, so you actually do end up searching or being searched, depending if you're a Gate person or a participant coming in. We'll do a light search of the vehicle to make sure that various things that don't belong to Soak aren't coming into Soak.
Like, what kinds of things are you looking for?
Well, the best place to get a comprehensive list for that is going to be your survival guides. The survival guide is going to give you every piece of information on that. I don't want to give you a list and that way be wrong or miss something.
The survival guide is the most comprehensive.
Yeah, because we're at Woos right now,
source.
Too, man. We're all trying to relax, but also be cool.
The survival guide comes, every ticket comes with a survival guide mailed out. When you get your physical ticket, you get a physical survival guide.
And please read through the entire thing. There's valuable information on
everything. And so that thing, that also contains things like gate hours. What should people know about gate hours? What happens if you arrive outside of gate hours?
Ooh, oh, no. I'll take this one if you don't
That's
mind.
That's a fun question.
Because I love being the person to tell you bad things will
Bubbles
happen.
The heavy.
Bad things. If you show up before the gate opens, let's say you're really excited to get to Soak, so you take the late night drive and you're there and you think, well, they're going to let me in because I'm here. You're wrong. You'll be asked to leave. And in fact, unlike at the big Burning Man event, we don't have a space to put you, so you're going to have to leave the area and go back home or go somewhere where you won't get arrested.
There's no like D-lot equivalent at...
No. We don't do D lot. We don't have space, and we really, really hope that people will be respectful and not show up too early.
Well, and we're trying to be kind to Thai Valley at the whole of not being intrusive on their space while we come and go to the event. So that's where we say, like, hey, bro, you're kind of really early. Please don't expect to come and have a tailgate party at 6 a.m. It's
exactly.
Really rude.
Do we know what the gate hours are this year?
We do. There's been a little bit of a shift from previous years. So, again, I just want to point people back to the survival guide for that, where it'll be. I think the really big change that we've talked about is that we'll be closed for the burn. So the gate will be shut down during
that
time.
So during the actual burn of our major burnable sculpture.
That's Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm. Starting darkish, right?
Like eight, 9 or 10-ish. Yeah, the burn is about 9 or 10.
Right, sure.
And so you'll be closed for that duration through the end of the evening?
Just for the burn itself. That way our volunteers can get to come see the burn as well, since they're all putting in a lot of hard work.
I know a lot of Gaties like to do fire perimeter too, so thank you for enabling people to do two volunteer opportunities at the same time.
That's a good point, Ceres, because you can volunteer across multiple departments, in case anyone didn't know that already. But you could work gate and fire perimeter, and you have a good shot.
When you're filling out that volunteer form, you can check more than one box.
Exactly.
So when you drive all the way from Portland or Seattle or Eugene or Bend or San Francisco or wherever you're coming from, Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, BC, and you make it all the way to Soak, the first thing that you should do is jump out of your car and hug your gate representative, right?
Stay in your vehicle.
Aw.
Not an ambassador.
You're super excited to be there. You jump out of the car and hug gate, right?
Yeah, this is where all like the gate gets the reputation for being surly and mean, because people get yelled at when they do that. When you first get to Soak, there's a lot of cars moving around, and this happens at the desert too, where it's actually maybe even more dangerous there. You got to stay in your vehicle because, you know, there are other vehicles moving, and you're going to get run over or hurt, and blood is moop.
So we're not jumping out of our vehicles hugging gate.
Nope.
Blood is moop. Quote nipple on this. Blood is moop. Honey Badger would agree. Medical would agree.
It's technically a biohazard too, by the way.
If you haven't listened to our last weekend's podcast, 2 weekends ago podcast with Honey Badger live, please go back and listen to that, because he talks a lot about the medical situation. But I would agree. I think everybody can agree that blood is moop. It's definitely matter out of place. If it's not in your body, it does not belong on the ground
or in the potty. By the way,
I thought you were going to say potty.
Oh, you can bleed out into the potties. That's totally fine.
That's a
biomatter only in the potties, okay. As well as things.
So did we cover everything? Did we miss anything? Is there anything that you guys want to tell the volunteers, the listeners, the participants of this event?
What does Gate need to say?
I have one thing to add.
You have the floor.
Yes.
Take it away, Bubbles.
People who know Gate, like the reputation of Gate, probably think I'm going to say, fuck your day. But I'm not. Actually, I'm going to say something else, and it's Gate hugs Gate always.
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 It's something we practice. So if you volunteer for Gate, expect to be part of the hugging with your fellow Gate folks behind,
absolutely,
behind closed doors.
All the time.
I cannot wait for my Gate shift this year. I am so excited for at least 1 or 2 or 10 Gate shifts.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to having you out there.
I went and signed up for Gate. That's the only volunteer form, because I'm assistant producer. I've got enough to do. But I want to do Gate. So I signed up for Gate. I want to do the training. I'm going to be live blogging it on this podcast.
No pressure.
You're going to be on the cast.
No pressure.
You're going to have a great time.
With permission, of course.
Of course, always with consent. Do I have your consent to live blog my Gate experience?
Yeah, I think as long as you're not aiming it at participants.
I'm pretty sure we'll have the FM repeater set up, so we'll be able to broadcast you live.
This isn't about any particular participant's experience. It's about my experience, yes.
See, and here's also something that people need to realize about Gate. The reason why Gate is so clicky is that it is such a transformative experience to do Gate with your fellow Gaties. You're out there, especially at Soak. We've had some amazing animal life that has come to visit us at Gate, including moths that were the size of my fucking hand.
Well, that's you have right. tiny
two
hands,
different
to be fair.
Species.
Indeed.
Two different you species of moth. We named them, they hung out with us. But that's the point. You're with someone for 6 hours, and you're outside of the event. It's a very bonding experience, and that kind of comes with you home when you go back into the domain. Gate has that kind of gate hugs gate because of that reason, that we're there, we're in a space apart from your space for a while together, and we need to bond too so that we
that's
can come
right.
back and like play in a good mood and not feel like we're just your bodyguards.
Aww. Ceres, are you doing gate this year?
I'm taking a break because apparently I've moved on to doing a lot of other volunteerism in life.
Wait. You've moved on to other volunteerism?
It's well, I don't feel like it's a move on.
Is it once gate, always gate?
She's lost her why.
No, I haven't lost my why.
But are you gate? If you're gate once,
I got my retarded.
Gate, or do you have to?
That's a great question,
throwing
Hero.
Drinks on me.
I think that once
that.
You go gate,
it never
you
leaves
never
you.
Never go back.
It
it's
never
part
leaves
of you.
You. Yeah.
Even if you decide that you're going to go flirt with placement for a little bit.
I'm polycamperous, and everyone knows that about me. So you know.
You know, in my experience in watching how people interact from my gate at the Big Burn and Soap Gate, I would say that's true.
Yeah.
And that kind of comes from a lot of these communal work groups, and I've seen it in Soap Gate, BRC Gate, definitely in BRC DPW, where they become very tight-knit communities because you're working so directly, and everyone else that you see that isn't your coworker is just very transitive. Like, they're in your
yeah.
space, and then they're gone. So you tend to form pretty deep bonds with the people you work with.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. I think that we're going to wrap up the podcast here. I'll tell you what, Nipple, Bubbles, this has been such an engaging podcast. You know, normally we do this on Sunday afternoon. I much prefer to do it on Tuesday evening.
This is fun. I mean, I have fun at Woosday without being on radio.
Well,
but
we figured we're here
fun.
Anyway. Why not do the
Might
burner
well
thing and
it.
Two birds with one stone?
It's just like coming to Woosday and
yes.
having the same conversations you would already have.
Yes.
Only bringing a shitload of microphones and wires and cables and setting up for hours. But other than that, it's
and
just
preserving
like
for posterity.
And if I must say, the people trying to play pool behind us are not very enthused.
Well, in our defense, we were here first.
Fuck their day.
You
fuck
guys can
your
handle
day.
This.
Mic drop.
Also, five Almost miles out. An hour, hippie.
Please
5 miles an hour.
Not a cop's microphone. Okay, everybody. Okay, so this has been the podcast for Sunday, March 19th. It's now something like 3:30 in the afternoon. My name is Hero. I'm along here with Ceres.
Hello.
Not a cop, as always. Hello, not a cop. Thank you very much for joining us, Nipple and Bubbles, representing Gate. Fantastic podcast, as always. If you have any comments, please, you can always call 503-894-7980. Leave a message. We'll play the message back online. Or you can email us at sircastpdx@gmail.com. I'm Hero for Not a Cop and Series. Have a great day and a good afternoon. Thanks,
Whee!
Everybody. Have a good day. Bye.